grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know neither the day nor the hour, yet you do. For the day and the hour is at hand. It has been at hand for you ever since you first heard the precious word of God that your sins are forgiven in Christ Jesus our Lord. The day and the hour have certainly been at hand ever since that water was poured over you at your baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit was set upon you. For in that hour, God opened the kingdom of heaven to you as he gave his name and declared you to become his forgiving child. In the first reading, the Old Testament reading, did you hear what the prophet Amos said? Woe to you! Woe is not a good thing. Woe is said to someone who's about to die. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. Many of us do. Many of us highly delight in expectation of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to see Jesus. But I was taught many years ago that's what people, why they come to church. They want to see Jesus. Really? That's why the Old Testament lesson from Amos sounds the way it does. Woe to you. Do you really want to see him? Do you really want to face what he's got for you? It is darkness and not light, as if a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand against the wall and a serpent bit him. Sound like the day of the Lord. You and I have been promised, doesn't it? No. That day that we have been promised for life. Life. Everlasting. But who would have named it talking about? Probably about, he's talking about that handful of five stupid virgins. Yeah, you can use that word. Because in the Greek, in the way that this is written, the gospel message for today from Matthew, it says, five of them were foolish. Foolish is a nice way of saying how bad they were. They wanted to see the bridegroom. They wanted to see the coming of the Lord. They wanted to see him. They wanted to be there. They thought they were ready. Hey, I got my lamp. I'm all set.
He took no oil with them.
The day and hour is at hand now. As you heard the same word in his name that marked you as his beloved child of God and a citizen and an heir of heaven. As you continue to hear the word of God, your faith be strengthened and encouraged. And as you hear more scripture, as you sing more hymns, as you hear more sermons, some are good, some aren't so good, but you'll hear more sermons. You'll partake of the sacrament. You will hear that word in his name that will send you back all the way home. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, For you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his own work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake. You do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. That's what Jesus says about the same thing in Mark's gospel. But how? How do we stay awake? How do we keep oil into our lamps? We gotta have rest. Oh, I'm so looking forward to a rest. We have to have rest. This is why God created the Sabbath, to rest. He needed the rest. So how can we stay awake to be ready on that day when He suddenly comes, unannounced? Remember the story about the rich ruler that came to Jesus? Wanted to know how it was. He wanted to know, and he became sad, and he said, how difficult it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God, Jesus said to him. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Those who heard him saying that said, then who can be saved? But he said, what is impossible with man is possible with God. So it is also with staying awake. Baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, we carry the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit upon your head and upon your breast, as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Remember those words? You ever hear those? That at their baptism. For you to remember that He has so marked you, thus making you His child and heir and citizen of heaven. Based upon the now, not yet. We have the assurance, we have the promise, we have the glory of heaven now. Can't see it yet, but we have it. You might have heard this saying, He is so heavenly minded. The only begotten Son of God was concerned about that as well, about someone being heavenly minded. And when we think about being heavenly minded, it's important that we remember the ascension of our Lord. And when He had said these things, as they were looking on, the disciples were gathering around, He was lifted up, and a cloud took Him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as He went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way you saw Him go into heaven. Parable that Jesus speaks in the gospel lesson tonight about the 10 virgins, 5 who were foolish and did not have oil for their lamps. Hopefully they should have just stuck around. They listened to other men coming. Go buy some more. Go get some more. That's the same thing as me saying to you, when you come to me and say, Pastor, I don't think I have enough faith. Well, listen, why don't you go get you some more? In the meantime, the Lord comes. It doesn't make any sense. Are baptized children of God. See how that parable went? The bridegroom was delayed, it says. Good thing he is. There's so many more need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ and the salvation won for each and every one of us upon the cross of Calvary. We need to tell more about it so that more can be saved. God wants all to be saved. That's why you can share and celebrate in the kingdom of heaven today. We have that. We have that joy. We have that celebration within us now. Because we're going to be drowsy. We are going to sleep. We are going to get weak in our faith. We are going to have doubts. Today you might, I don't know. Tomorrow you're going to have it. The next day, I don't know. You have it all the time with you. That's why we say, how often do we celebrate our baptism? Every day. And if you look at the one thing about this parable, if you look at it in the English, about verse 10. And while they were going to bind, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast and the door was shut. Look at verse 11. Afterward, the other virgin came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. You see, it's just a period. There's no exclamation point. Situation is very close to what it's supposed to be for this text, because when these other virgins, the five who were foolish and ran to get some oil, they come back and they say, okay, Lord, we got our oil, please open our lips. They were expecting to go in. They knew that they were redeemed. They knew that they were saved. Surpasses all human understanding. Keep our hearts and minds in the risen.